Unhoused people living near the Walmart in Clarkston were notified on Wednesday that they have just days to leave a camp they've stayed at since November. Carrie Sandinet, Eric Barker, and August Frank of the Lewiston Tribune contributed to this story. NWPB's Rachel Sun has more.
It was around 10 a.m. on Wednesday when Clarkston police showed up at the homeless camp.
Serving everybody with notice of trespass.
The notices came after a heated meeting at City Hall the night before, where, in a standing room only session, homeless residents and their supporters questioned city officials after they were told people staying at that homeless camp they've been at since November could be arrested.
They can't take you guys. There are too many of you to take you away. We will give you an explanation of what has happened.
That's Steve Austin, Clarkston city administrator. He goes on to say that when homeless residents first moved to the camp, the property, which was zoned for future right-of-way development, was thought to be owned by the city. A deed search revealed it actually belongs to a private landowner. That's important because in 2018, an appeals court ruled that states including Washington and Idaho can't punish homeless people for sleeping on public property. On Wednesday, camp residents were informed they would have until Monday, February 12th, to vacate the property.
So now everybody's got everything they own and everything they've collected for the last few months sitting in piles outside their tent. Where in the hell are they going to put it?
That's Corey James, one of the people who's trying to help local homeless people. We'll get back to him in a moment. During that Tuesday meeting, the city also provided a map showing publicly owned property where homeless residents can camp overnight. The only city-owned spot is a local park where city staff say homeless people can camp between the hours of 9 p.m. and 7 a.m. Several areas marked on those maps include Riverside property, managed by the Army Corps of Engineers. Dylan Evanson, a camp resident, says several homeless people have received trespassing notices when they camped near the river. Still, he doesn't see many other options.
And they trespass us too, so it's like they're just setting us up for failure on that.
On Wednesday, the Corps closed off a boat ramp and small park area for an indeterminate period of time. An agency spokesperson cited an influx of people and unspecified safety concerns as reasons for the closure. Corey James has been stopping by the camp every day helping to haul off wood, bringing some residents to his own property to chop firewood for burn barrels, and take showers. James says he's now trying to find a property to buy where homeless residents would be able to stay without getting kicked off. He also is looking to lease somewhere else as a stopgap.
Then that'll buy us about a year to where we can get some property.
One of James's allies is local street preacher Nick Hasselstrom. Hasselstrom is another well-known face at camp. He's been visiting regularly to bring coffee and donations and says he's willing to put $10,000 of his own money into the project. He also says he's planning to ask some of the numerous local churches in the Lewiston-Clarkston Valley to pitch in.
I'm going to say, get into your coffers a little bit. The churches could come up with enough money. We could get some property.
Unhoused residents say they're still dealing with the day-to-day challenges of homelessness. One camp resident, Scott Darrington, says doctors at a local clinic told him he may lose toes to frostbite. Another, Tiffany Dean, says she recently left a domestic violence situation, and that person found her at camp a few days ago. Hasselstrom says he's planning to hold a church service at the camp on the 11th. Several of the camp residents seem to welcome it.
What are your plans?
Lots of praying, of course. You know, I'm on God's time right now, so whatever he has for me.
In Clarkston, Washington, I'm Rachel Sun.